Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon-coming King. We are broadcasting from our home station, WSOK, in the historical city of Savannah, Georgia. Coming to you over the airwaves, we're coming to you to give you a lifting and a lifting up the name of Jesus. To all of our internet listeners, we say thank you. To our friends in India, we say thank you. We thank you for listening and thank you for praying for us. And let's go now to the Word of God. We're going into St. Luke, the 8th chapter, and we'll start at the 22nd verse. But first, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you would move for them in a special way. And Father, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. St. Luke 8 chapter, the 22nd through the 25th verse. And we're going to talk about the storm stilled. The storm stilled. Has he stilled any storms in your life? Sometimes the storms of life will rage in your life. Sometimes it will come and it comes out of left field. Have you ever seen a storm? And I know you had that when the clouds were making up, it was a dark cloud in the sky. The wind picked up and began to blow. And you said a storm is on the way. Even sometimes when you have a bad storm, you see the birds flying first because a bad storm is on the way. That is happening in our lives so many times today. But I want you to know that Jesus will still the storm in your life. It may look like you're not going to get through this. It might look like I don't know how I'm coming out of this. But one thing about Jesus, I love you, Jesus. He know how to say, peace be still. He know how to say, go in peace. It's going to be all right. Let's go to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. And it reads, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him up, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obey him. The storm stilled. Jesus know how to calm the storms in your life. Because here the Bible says that it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. They started forth. Jesus had already spoken. And he'd already told them that we're going over to the other side of the lake. So he knew that they were going to get there safe. Because he's all-knowing, he knew that there was a storm on the horizon. But the Bible says, as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water. And they were in jeopardy. So evidently, the boat that they were in, the ship that they were in, was filled with water. It began to take on water. So their lives were in jeopardy. And that's when they came to him and woke him up. Even in the midst of that storm, Jesus was resting. He was on board. Even in the midst of that, he was on board and he was asleep because he knew all was well. And they went to him and they woke him up saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" Somebody today is going through a storm. And Jesus has already told you that we're going over to the other side. He's already told you that I'm going to bring you through this. He's already told you that you came through that, so I'm definitely going to bring you through this. But now you're upset, and now you're pulling your hair, and you're walking the floor, and you're cracking your knuckles, and you're saying, "God, I'm going to perish. God, I'm going down." But he's saying to you, "Where is your faith? I've already spoken to you that you're going to get through this." And when his disciples came to him and he said, "Where is your faith?" And they began again, they were afraid and they began to wonder. One saying to another, "What manner of man is this? What kind of man is this? That when he speaks, even the winds and the water obey his will." So I say to you today, the storm is still in your life. Peace be still. You may be going through things that you just don't understand. But I want you to know that Jesus is still on board. Because you accepted him as your Lord and Savior in your life, he dwells on the inside of you. So the storms keep on raging. That's what the songwriter says. Though the storms keep on raging, one thing about it is your soul. You got to know that your soul is anchored in the Lord. It may come from the left, the right, or the east, or the west. And you may get all kind of blows. As soon as you get up and think this thing is over, you get another shock of your life. And as soon as you take one step and you're trying to walk through it, something else devastating. You get some bad news. And that will take you down another notch. But I want you to know that just as Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves and they obeyed his will, Jesus is still on board. He was on board so much so that he went and he fell asleep. While he was sleeping, the storm just got raging, got worse and worse. Can imagine the wind howling and the ship rocking. But Jesus was on board. So it is in your life. The wind may be howling. And the ship may be rocking, and you're in the middle of it, and everything is broken loose, everything including the kitchen sink, and you worry it all night long. You walk the floor all evening long. You crack your knuckles all day long, wondering, "God, what am I going to do with this child? God, what am I going to do with this husband? God, what am I going to do with this wife? God, what am I going to do with this church? God, what am I going to do with these church folk?" But I want you to know that Jesus is still on board. I want you to know that he will quieten the storm if you trust in him. Because when he came on board, he came on board in your life. When you accepted him as your personal savior and you received the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is your prayer language that you can communicate with God the Father, he's in the house. He's in you. So though the storms keep on raging, there should be a peace in your soul. There should be a peace in your spirit. There should be a peace. Be still. Talk to yourself. Because sometimes if we don't talk to ourselves, we don't know what to do. We would cry and cry and cry. Especially our ladies. You know, we're emotional. So when things just get to us, we don't know what to do. Walk around the house and cry. But instead of walking around the house and cry, try trusting. Try trusting. Because he's going to ask you, where is your faith? Because the first thing Jesus said to them before the trouble came, before the storm arose, the first thing Jesus said to them was, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. Jesus knew he was going to get there. He knew they were going to get there. But because of their faith, they begin to waver. Because of their faith, they begin to shake. Because of their faith, they were saying their lack of faith. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because of their lack of faith, they begin to say, we're going to drown. Because of their lack of faith, they begin to say, care is not that we perish. But Jesus had already spoken. And the word was, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So today the storm is raging in your life. Today the storm may be raging in your family life. Today the storm may be raging on your job. It may be raging in the church. It may be raging on the auxiliary board. We have different auxiliaries. One can't get along with the other. And you're in the midst, but God has already spoken to you and say, peace, be still. He's already spoken to you and say, hold your peace. He's already spoken to you and say, I'm going to fix this situation. He's already spoken to you like he spoke to the disciples when he said, let us go over to the other side of the lake. But before they could get to the other side of the lake, a storm came up. No doubt out of nowhere. That's what happens in real life. When God has spoken a word in your life, he's giving you peace about a situation. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a storm out of left field. That storm could be things that you go through with your family. That storm could be your health. That storm could be your relationships. That storm can be a friend walking away from you. That storm could be somebody talking about you that really got some clout and you really respect and it hurts you to your heart. That storm can be anything in your life that's connected to you. Holy Ghost, I thank you. But Jesus is saying here today, I'm still on board. I will still the storm. Peace. Be still. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write to us at Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, 31418. Visit us on the website, hopefortodayministry.org. There you can donate. This is the time of the year for giving. Why not give unto Hope for Today? And God will give back to you. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.